on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Now we have on the phone Alan Kuhn from the Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson to tell us all about the... how many film festivals have you had now?
About 6 or 8. It's occasional, so we lost count.
Ah, so it doesn't have an official number.
Right. I think about 8 of them we've had.
And when is this year's event?
This year's event is October 6th, which is a Sunday night, which is when we usually do it.
And is there anything different about this year? If to give everybody, if people aren't familiar with the event.
Absolutely, thanks. About 12 years ago, Spotty Dog has been open for 15 years, we wanted to have a mini film festival. It's something we did in college with a group of designers and filmmakers. We all went to art school. And we figured out it was pretty easy to throw together an event. And so we decided to do a one-night-only short film festival where entries, it used to be 10 minutes in length, now it's 8 minutes in length maximum. People can submit video, collage, film, whatever short movies they want. We've had many videos that are stop motion animation done on iPhones or iPads or professional quality done on iPhones or anything from pretty much film, abstract. A lot of people who whose names float around GXC or the area, WGXC or the area, have been in past film festivals. So we usually contact people because they're always creating new things. And we take submissions. So we've had an open call for the past month or so. We've extended it to Monday, September 30th, which is this coming Monday. So if anyone has anything, they should submit it. I can give you the email and information when you're ready. But the so we chose, it used to be in conjunction with Arts Walk in Hudson, which is no longer. And so to not compete with any of the events, we put it on Sunday night. And so, like I said, it's one night only. So we usually have a program of two blocks of films with an intermission. We project it in the store. We move all the bookshelves, so it's like one of our shows where you have all the seating. And it's just a celebration of local, national, and international short films. And we get a diversity of submissions from kids all the way to professionals who are either instructors or work in the field professionally. And it's usually pretty fantastic. We've had a lot of submissions already. We always like to fill it out to get the strongest work we possibly can.
And do you get just people around here making their own movies, or do you get like professionals that are on the circuit?
We get both. No one that's household names, but people get wind of it. And we have a college instructor in New Mexico who sends these amazing animations. And, you know, word gets around. And so we also call out to friends at Bard and other colleges to open up to students and other filmmakers. And we also get a lot of local characters or people who are just local creatives who make films and submit them as well. So it's a good mix.
And do local people sometimes... do so well, feel like they did so well that then they enter their film into other contests or showings?
I do believe that happens, yeah. I can't tell you exactly who, but people have made stuff. A lot of times people just need a deadline to create something.
Yes.
And then when they realize they did it, it's like, oh, I might actually submit this elsewhere, so it'll go to Woodstock or other places.
And I guess you probably see, like, maybe not film trends, but you see how the technology evolves, probably, watching the festival over the years.
Oh, absolutely. You know, 12 years sounds, feels like it wasn't that long, but, you know, people would submit stuff done on in video cameras, translated from VHS to DVD, or they would give us DVDs. Now everything is streaming, and they'll send us the link, and handheld devices are what's really exploded and putting really amazing technology that was only available to professionals and film students into the hands of kids. So we've had Lego stop motion where you have Lego blood flying out of stormtroopers, and it's just it's amazing what people can do when you have some time and creativity and the technology, which most people hold in their hands, that technology to make a short film.
Do you get more animation because people like to play with that, or more regular shooting?
We get some narrative, which, you know, where there's a story. Some animation. We also get some people make music videos, which usually fall within the time length. And so they submit those as well. So it's it varies. Sometimes it's completely abstract. Sometimes people just set up a camera in the chicken coop, and things happen. It's great.
So you don't have any limits about no documentaries or no tales told backwards or anything like that. It's just the only limit is the time limit.
It's completely wide open. If there's adult content, we usually put that in the second half, and any family-friendly content we put in the first half and just warn everybody in case there's some nudity or profanity or things like that.
So even those things are allowed?
Yes. Allowed and encouraged, whatever people want to create.
And do you have a favorite over the years?
Yeah. Chris Perry usually makes, he's made a few Stetson films with, I think John Rosenthal plays Stetson, and it's usually a narrative film based on an investigator, and we never know to the last minute if it's coming in or not. We've heard there's one coming in this year, and we're really excited because it's usually a highlight because they go all out, and there's a lot of local actors and people who you'd recognize, and they're really well done.
And it's like a serial? It has
pretty,
the same
pretty much a serial, yeah. There were three parts, and they usually pick up from the last part. So they started putting in visual cues near the end of the film so they can pick up the narrative.
And Chris Perry's known for his kind of rather large sculptures, often near Basilica or something. So this is a step out of his normal work?
Yeah, but when you compare the language of film and sculpture and design, you still have the same descriptors. You have pace, composition, collage. A lot of the visual descriptors can travel from sculpture to film to graphic design to painting. And so you'll find that a lot of artists find it very easily to pick up film equipment and get in the editing room and make pretty great things happen without too much of a learning curve.
Yeah, does his film work remind you of his sculpture somehow?
I would say in the it's airy and gritty. And have some rough surfaces. I would throw those off the top of my head. Yeah.
All right,
it's real life.
We're speaking with Alan Kuhn from the Spidey Dog Books and Ale in Hudson. Can you give us all the details? Where do people go if they want to submit a film or find out the information about all this?
Yeah, you can drop off. Mostly, we would take links. It's spottydogfilmfestival@gmail.com. That's the submission email, and you can send a link. If you don't have time to get a link together before the deadline, that's okay. Just you can drop off a DVD or a flash drive at the store. Just put a big indicator that it's for Alan or Noah just make sure it says for the film festival. And we essentially screen it, and we let everyone know after the submission deadline pretty quickly whether it's in or not. I want to give a shout out to Noah Reibel, who is also has been involved with GXC a lot in the past, and he co-runs the festival with me, so he couldn't be here today, but we screened them together, and he and I just kind of split duties so we can make it happen. It's a lot of small tasking to make it happen, but it's kind of a labor of love.
All right, while we've got you on the phone, is there anything else new at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale you want to tell us about?
Well, I had to take the phone away from the front windows because we're renovating the entire facade and putting new brickwork in. It was getting kind of dangerously precarious because of ice damage over the years. And so you see this black shroud across the facade. And so that's going to be up for the next 10 weeks. I kind of like it. It looks like a Christo sculpture. And then the first night we had the scaffolding up, it was tagged by graffiti artists. So it's it kind of already has a local signature. Anyway, that's a current event for the building. For the for events, we have Steely Din coming up on tomorrow night, Thursday the 26th.
That's Slink Moss and PG6 on the steel drum?
Correct,
Slink is on the steel drum, actually. PG6 is on the harp, I think, maybe, is that?
We have Kelton Park steel drum, flutes, and synthesizers, right. And Sean Allison's involved as well. I believe it's his thing, and he helps organize it. On Thursday, October 3rd at 7 p.m., we have Caitlin Muscatello, author of C. Jane Wynn, The Inspiring Story of Women Changing American Politics. It's a conversation moderated by Hallie Goodman. And I always say that books make great gifts, signed books, whether it's a birthday or the holidays. So So it's always great to come in and meet the author and catch the reading and then get some signed books. We have our trivia night on Tuesday, October 8th, which has been biweekly for about 13 years. We just had it last night. Coming up on Saturday, October 12th at 7 p.m. is Volume. That's speaking of Hallie Goodman. That's her and Danny French and a cast of others who were lucky enough to have them bring their monthly reading and music series to us. And so it's a reading from three authors and a DJ afterwards. Hallie and Danny call it nerd mingling, where the writers are so shy that it's kind of better to get some drinks in them and have a DJ where to facilitate talking and networking afterwards. Saturday, October 19th at 7 p.m. is the Writer's Studio, the Hudson Valley version. So they have a quarterly reading with several different authors, both students and instructors. There's a book release party on Wednesday, October 23rd at 7 p.m. with Geneva Zane, who also works with Volume. Her new novella is String Bean and the Grace of Dog. She'll be reading and signing books. And also we're very excited for to have Amy Rigby on Friday, October 11th at 8:30 p.m. She'll be Amy works at the Spotty Dog. She's a critically acclaimed world-renowned musician in our midst, and she just wrote a new memoir called Girl to City, which pretty much is her childhood in Pittsburgh and her time in New York. I just read it. It's one of the most honest memoirs I've ever read. Yes, I recommend everyone to pick it up and read it. And,
if you've ever read her blog, you have an idea, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And it's pretty much how New York affects her, but it's also how she's a part of New York, how she affects New York, and it's a terrific look into New York in the 80s and 90s. If anyone had been there or lived there at that time, a lot of the stuff will be familiar, and if you haven't been there, you'll get a terrific idea of what it was actually like and the characters who were around at the time. Amy doesn't drop names, and you realize that I'm reading the book, and she was at the show where the Clash were at the Bottom Line, and she met this person and that person. You realize she's this thread through all of this music history in New York at the time, and she pretty much doesn't speak up and tell you all about it. And you read in her book, and you're like, oh, my God, I have to ask her about this. I have to ask her about that, because she's not forthcoming about it, but she's been everywhere. So it's a terrific read.
And I believe the Magic Stranger is going to talk to her the night before that show. So preview the Spotty Dog show. That's October 11th, you said?
That is. Let me jump to my calendar.
She's going on tour after that with the book all around the country, I think.
Correct, yeah. She's doing a tour where she reads from the book and plays the music. I'm jumping to the calendar right now. Yeah, Friday, October 11th at 8:30 is Amy's show. So you're saying Thursday, October 10th?
I believe so, yes. She'll be on at 10, yes.
Okay, great. She's a great speaker, a great performer, and it's going to be a packed house, so I just advise to come early if you want to see.
And then Halloween at the Spotty Dog? There'll be lots of trick-or-treaters, I guess, on the whatever the Sunday is?
Well, Shana Marin usually puts on the Halloween parade, yeah. So I'm not sure when it is this year, but yeah, we put out a lot of the Warren Street shops put out candy, and the kids kind of trick-or-treat before the parade, and then there's a march down Warren Street, and usually ends with a costume contest, and local kids, I mean, all the parents know each other, so we go every year, and it's a great event, whether you're spectating or if you have kids who want to be in the parade.
Or you just want a little candy.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything else coming up in October at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale on Warren Street, excuse me, in Hudson?
Let's see. I think I covered it. There are, if you go to thespottydog.com/events, that's all of our events. And, you know, October is peak leaf season for the area, so you're going to find all the hotels booked and the streets crowded, and it's usually a great time of year. Depends on who you are, whether you think it's great or not, but usually it's a packed house everywhere, and there's just a lot of people up here just to see the area and see some of the fall colors.